You would agree that the primary reason for him leaving was this issue of mass attendance, right?
Absolutely.
It was a theological difference.
It was.
And so, because his claim is that, well, he deserves his money back, which he freely donated of his own free will when he came in.
Right.
Because we're not legitimate Benedictine. Well, he doesn't understand that the law cannot determine, the state cannot determine who is a Benedictine.
Yes.
Just like it can't define what a church is. So he has no case on that issue. And it can be demonstrated that the reason he left was a theological difference. And you would agree with that.
Absolutely. And he would swayed. See, his mind was made up because of the RI stuff. And
right.
He didn't agree in totality with the RI stuff, you know, with regard to him being this prophet. But his mind was set. And because his mind was set, then it was like, oh, you know, yeah, Brother Michael drove real fast, and oh, this is dangerous. I'm gonna call the local sheriffs and get people to watch Brother Michael as he drives down the icy roads going 50. I mean, this is what this guy was doing.
Yeah, it's such petty stuff, and
it's real petty. And it went from the fiscal thing. The God of Mammon took over. And in Eric Hoyle's mind, this is the thing that completely whacked him out. And I was even like, yeah, I mean, okay, I kind of believed him for a while. But I was just not in my right mind. I wasn't right. It was sinful to leave.